Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as a U.S. president Tuesday, President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
You could visit voanews.com for the latest on President Obama's speech. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, with three opposition headquarters buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. The AFP reports at least two burnt bodies could be seen in the fire-ravaged UDPS offices. Two others were burned alive and another injured. The renewed violence comes after opposition groups on Monday said more than 50 people had died in protests calling for Kabila's resignation. A Finnish court Tuesday jailed five members of Cuba's national volleyball team for gang raping a woman during a Volleyball World League championship in July. This is VOA News.